You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Let's have a word of prayer in front of God.
天父，我们实在要感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you.
我们能够坐在你的脚前就是恩典。
The fact that we're able to be seated in front of your feet is grace itself.
我们可以吃饼喝杯来纪念你。
That we can eat of the bread and drink of the cup to remember you.
是你给我们的特权。
It's a special privilege that you've given to us.
我们可以坐在你脚前听你向我们的心说话。
That we're able to be seated in front of your feet to listen to your words to our heart.
也是你给我们的特权。
So the special privilege that you've given to us.
求你预备好我们的心。
We ask that you prepare our hearts.
让你的话可以落在好土里。
So that your words may fall on good soil.
可以结实百倍。
That you may bear fruits for a hundredfold.
可以把荣耀归给你。
That all the glories may be given to you.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我年轻的时候
When I was young,
我一直以为人只要慢慢成熟了
I've always just thought that men have to just gradually mature.
以后就不太会做出很愚蠢的事
And then later on will not do anything that's too foolish.
我现在够老了
But now I'm old enough.
我发现做愚蠢的事情不是年轻人的专利。
So I feel that to do foolish things is not the special privilege of the younger people.
什么年龄的人都有可能干笨事。
Any people of any age can is possible to do foolish things.
而且人老了非常可怕。
And the horrible thing about it is when men age.
因为当你老的时候
Because when you get older,
在你的生命中
In your life,
已经没有什么人管得了你。
And there's no one who can control you in your life.
我们今天所读的这段圣经
This part of the Bible that we read today
就是一个很好的例子。
Is a very good example.
大卫年轻的时候
When David was young,
他恐怕不会犯这样的错。
He may not have committed such a mistake.
因为他年轻的时候
Because when he was young,
有撒母耳管他。
There was Samuel who was controlling him, disciplining him.
也有其他的人可以管他。
And there would be other people who may discipline him.
可是现在。
But now.
他做王了。
Now that he's king.
谁能够管得了他呢
？Who is able to control him?
这就是为什么我希望我们每一个人。
That is why I hope that each and every one of us.
我们要学一个很难学的功课。
We need to learn a very difficult lesson.
就是甘心做一个可以被约束的人。
That is willingly to become a person who can be disciplined or restricted.
在走人生道路中
When in walking in your path of life,
没有人可以约束我们。
No one who will be able to restrict us.
是一个极大的危机。
It's a very, great danger.
圣灵在写撒母耳书的时候
When the Holy Spirit was writing the book of Samuel,
选择用大卫的这一个错误
He chose to use this mistake of David's
来结束整个撒母耳记
To conclude the whole book of Samuel,
一定有他非常宝贵的功课让我们来学习
There must be a very special precious lesson that we need to learn.
所以求神帮助我们。
Therefore, we ask God to help us.
当我们来思想这张圣经的时候
When we're trying to reflect and think about this chapter of the Bible,
我们要不断地在心里问神。
We have to repeatedly ask God in our hearts.
你有什么要对我们说的
?What do you want to say to us?
大卫做的这件事
And this thing that David has done,
数点人数。
When he was carrying out a census of the number of people.
至少在约押的眼里。
At least in the eyes of Joab.
是毫无意义的。
It's totally meaningless.
这是约押在第三节说的话。
And these are the words that Joab said in the chapter, in verse 3.
那不只是毫无意义。
Not only was it meaningless.
Not only is senseless.
It's senseless.
更是犯罪的。
It's also sinful.
大卫到了第十节，他就相信他犯罪了。
And by verse 10, David believed that he had sinned.
不但如此。
Not only that.
这一个罪还带下极大的审判。
This sin has brought down greatest judgment.
这在第十五节告诉我们。
In verse 15, it was told to us.
这一个数点人数是没有意义的。
And this, taking of the sense of the number of people was senseless.
又是有罪的。
It's also sinful.
但是当你读第一节的时候，
However, when you were reading verse 1,
你一定会问，
You will definitely ask,
就算是没有意义的，
Even if it was senseless,
就算是有罪的，
Even if it was sinful,
是谁让大卫去干的呀？
Who was the one who asked David to do it?
谁呀？
Who is it?
耶和华。
The Lord Jehovah.
哎呦，这个很麻烦呢。
This is troublesome.
很多人读这章圣经啊。
A lot of people when they were reading this verse of the Bible.
光是第一节。
Well, just on verse 1 itself.
就让他们完全忽略了神在这一章要对我们说的话。
Cause them to totally neglect what?God wants to say to us in this chapter.
这有一点像什么呢?
And what is this like?
这有一点像有人来 听讲道的时候。
And it's like someone coming to listen to the sermon.
他没有注意听传道人传的内容是什么。
They did not pay attention to the contents of what the preacher wants to say.
有一个姐妹从聚会开始一直到聚会结束。
There was a sister from the beginning of the gathering until the end.
她最关心的一件事就是为什么我的领带是歪的。
What she cares most is why that the tie was warped, was twisted.
所以等聚会结束的时候，他就上来跟我说：“刘弟兄，你的领带是歪的，你要把它改过来。”
So at the conclusion of the gathering, she came up to me and said, "Brother Liu, your tie is not right. Can you straighten it up?"
他把最重要的事情忘记了。
She forgot about the most important thing.
他把他所有的注意力都放在最不重要的事情上。
And she focused her the whole attention on the most insignificant thing.
但是呢
，However，
因为第一节啊
，Because of verse one，
在教会历史上
，In the history of the church，
在今天许多神的儿女中间
，In the many children of God today，
大家看到第一节都会问
，Everyone who looks at verse one will still ask。
所以呢
，Therefore，
在我来讲这一章圣经之前
，Before I start preaching on this chapter of the Bible，
我还得花点时间。
I still have to spend a little bit of time
来帮你们解决这个最基本的问题
to help you to resolve this most basic question.
那有的人怎么想办法解决这个问题呢
So how did some people try to resolve this issue?
他们读历代至上21章的时候
When they were reading this First Chronicles chapter 21
你知道历代至上21章所记载的就是撒母耳记下24章所记载的同样的事情。
You know that in First Chronicles chapter 21, they're recording the same thing as in chapter 24 of Second Samuel.
而在历代志上第21章那里。
And in First Chronicles chapter 21 there.
那里说是撒旦。
And there it says it's Satan.
他对以色列人他起来要跟以色列人作对。
And that he is trying to oppose the Israelites.
然后他就害了大卫。
And then it harmed David.
来普查。
To cause him to do this census.
当你把这两段圣经放在一起。
When you put these two chapters of the Bible together.
神学家他们很有本领的。
Theologians, they are very capable.
他们就告诉你,
they will tell you,
其实是撒旦闯的祸。
In actuality, it's Satan who caused that trouble.
而撒母耳记说耶和华神做呢?
But in the book of Samuel, said it's the Lord Jehovah who did it.
是因为是神允许的。
Because it's allowed by God.
我们千万不要被这些人的解释搞糊涂了。
We really should not be confused by the explanation of these people.
他们以为说是撒旦干的坏事，上帝允许了，所以责任在撒旦。
So they thought it was they said it's Satan who did the cause the trouble, but God allows it, so therefore Satan should be blamed.
好像这样子，上帝就没责任了。
And as if this way, God will no longer be responsible.
请你记住
Please remember,
神允许的事
things that God allowed,
神还是一样负责任的
God will in the same way still be responsible.
有一句话这样说
There is a saying,
The permissive will of God is the will of God.
神所允许的意愿还是神的责任是神的意愿
那另外有一些人呢
And there are other people.
就用一些翻译上的技巧。
And use some skill in translation.
就不把它翻作耶和华又向以色列人发怒。
And they did not translate it into that the again the anger of the Lord burned against Israel.
翻作是 it 是有一个东西让。他们犯了罪。
And they translated into that there is a thing that caused them to sin.
其实
In actuality,
为什么人要想各种的方法来替神脱罪呢
Why do people try to think up of all kinds of ways to remove this from God?
因为人不明白一件事。
Because men do not understand one thing.
我们觉得神做这件事
We feel that God has done this thing
神发怒
God has angered
神激动大卫
God has incited David
神不对
God is wrong
我们想要知道为什么
We want to know why
那我们要明白一件事情
But we need to understand one thing
我们不见得能够搞明白。
We not necessarily be able to understand it.
很多人要解释。
Many people try to explain it.
好吧，就算是耶和华的事。
Okay, so even if it is the responsibility of the Lord Jehovah.
耶和华向以色列人发怒。
The Lord Jehovah is angry against Israel.
为什么要向他们发怒呢
？Why is he angry against them?
有的人说。
Some people said.
因为上一章。
Because of the last chapter,
那边讲到的那些事
the things that they talk about there,
神对以色列百姓这种表现非常不满
God is very upset about the Israelites' behavior,
所以神很生气
Therefore God was very angry,
所以神要激动大卫
Therefore God wants to incite David,
让大卫去做一些错的事
causing David to do something wrong,
然后大卫呢就成为神手中的工具。
Therefore, and then David became a tool in the hands of God.
其实这样的解释
In actuality, this kind of explanation,
我们不一定说它是错。
We cannot say necessarily that it's wrong.
但是我们要面对一个事实。
But we have to face a fact.
圣经没有说神为什么发脾气。
The Bible did not say why God lost his temper.
圣经也没有说神为什么要激动大卫。
The Bible also did not say why God wanted to incite David.
我们知道。
We know.
数点人数。
To carry out and censor.
本身并不是一件错的事。
It itself is not necessarily wrong.
摩西干过两次。
Moses did it twice.
民数记第一章
The Numbers chapter 1
民数记第二十六章
Chapter 26 is Numbers
那为什么大卫干就不行呢
So why is it that when David did it is not right
有的人说那是因为
Some people said it's because
大卫在数点人数的时候没有像摩西一样
David, when he was carrying out the census, he was not like Moses.
摩西在数点人数的时候，他有收每一个人一笔费用。
That Moses, when he was carrying out the census, he charged a fee from each person.
因为神曾经这样的命定。
Because God has once commanded that.
每一个以色列的百姓。
Each and every one of the Israelite people.
都要付一个赎价。
Need to pay a price of redemption.
你想对这个有多一点的了解。
If you want to understand a little more about this.
你去读出埃及记第三十章。
You go and read chapter, the book of Exodus chapter 30.
这样的解释
，such kind of explanation，
实在是不对的。
Truly is not right。
还有人说
，some people actually also said，
大卫的动机不对。
The motive of David is wrong。
他可能骄傲。
Maybe he was proud。
也许他是在预备他的军队要去打仗。
Maybe he was preparing his army to go out and fight a battle。
他们的根据
their basis is on
是大卫把数点人数的责任交给了他的元帅约押
is that David gave the responsibility of the census to his commander Joab
以及军长
and his chief
摩西数点人数的时候
Moses when he was doing the census
是用祭司
he used priests
你如果看《生命记》第一章和第二十六章
，If you read chapters 1 and 26 of Deuteronomy，
所以他们认为
，Therefore they think，
大卫主要是为着打仗
，Mainly it's because David wanted for the sake of the war。
我们如果花足够的时间
，If we spend enough time，
去分析这些人的解释
，To analyze the explanations of these people，
我可以给你保证
，I can guarantee you，
你都会知道这些解释都不太对。
You will find out that all these explanations may not be too right，
因为都是猜的嘛。
Because they're all speculations。
那当然等一下我会告诉你我猜大卫错在哪里。
Of course, later on, I will tell you what my speculation of David.
那你也不要认为我猜的一定对。
So not necessary that I'm right.
可是当我们来读这段圣经的时候
However, when we come to read this chapter of the Bible,
有一个更重要的问题。
There is more important question.
那个问题是
That question is,
神在圣经中没有告诉我们他为什么生气。
In the Bible, God did not tell us why he was angry.
也没有告诉我们他为什么激动大卫。
And also did not tell us why he incited David.
那我们对于这个事实有什么反应？
Therefore, what is our reaction towards this fact?
难道神一定要向我们解释为什么吗？
Does God have to explain to us why?
神激动大卫，让大卫去做了他不该做的事。
And God incited David, causing him to do something that he should not have done.
我们不知道大卫为什么做那件事是不该做的。
And we also don't know why David to doing such a thing is not right.
难道我们就会怀疑神的公义吗？
Should we then doubt God's righteousness?
还是我们能够接受一个事实？
Or is it that we can accept a fact?
神是不可知的。
God is not knowable.
我们是不是可以接受一个事实？神本身永远都是一个奥秘。
Can we accept a fact that God will forever be a mystery?
神不见得会让我们了解他在做什么或者为什么做什么。
God not necessarily will let us know what he's doing or why he's doing it.
如果在我们不知道的情况下
Therefore, under the conditions when we don't know about it,
我们是不是还相信这一位神他不会错？
And do we still believe that this God, he will not be wrong?
我们是不是还能够相信这一位神值得我们信靠？
Can we still believe that this God is worthy of our faith and believe in him?
这是对着每一个基督徒非常严重的挑战。
This is a very serious challenge towards each and every Christian.
你相信的神
，the God that you believe in，
是你可以理解的神呢
？Is a God that you can truly understand？
还是你相信的神是即使你不理解，你也要完全的信靠他
？Or is it the God that you believe in, even though you don't understand him, you will totally still trust and believe in him？
当然
，of course。
在我们刚才读的这段圣经的前九节里面
In the first verse, 9 verses of chapter that we just read
我们可以很清楚地看见
We can clearly see
我们的生命中
In our lives
我们实在需要有人可以保护我们
We truly need someone to protect us
免得我们犯罪
So that we may not sin
约押
Joab
你如果记得在整个撒母耳记里面对他的介绍
If you can remember the whole, all the introduction towards him in the whole book of Samuel
他不是什么特别属灵的人。
He's not especially spirited person, spiritual person.
那他的军长我看也不会好到哪里去。
And his chief's army's officers may not be too good either.
但是很让人惊讶的。
But what is amazing to us?
是约押和他的众军长都认为大卫干这件事是错的。
And Joab or his army commanders all think that David, what he's doing is wrong.
可是大卫却说
But David said,
你们认为我错的
Even if you think I'm wrong
I don't care
我不管
我是王
I am king
去干
Go and do it
他好厉害
He's powerful
人家乖乖的干
They would just obediently do it
这实在是个大问题
This is truly a big problem
什么事情让大卫到一个瞎眼到一个地步
What has caused David to be so blind to this extent?
连比他连那些不属灵的人都知道他做的这件事是个错的事
Even those unspiritual people will still know that what he's doing is wrong
而他却看不见
But he himself could not see it
什么让我们瞎眼了
What caused us to be blinded?
什么东西会让我们瞎眼
What is it? What things can blind us?
我们的骄傲
Our pride
当骄傲在我们的心中滋生的时候
But when pride is growing in our heart
我们就瞎眼
We become blind
从十到十九节
From verses 10 to 19
一到九节是讲到神的 mystery 神的奥秘
From verses 1 to 9 talking about the mysteries of God
十到十九节是讲到神的怜悯
But from verses 10 to 19 is talking about the mercy of God
你读第十节啊
When you read verse 10
那你很特别
It's very special there
那里说大卫数点百姓以后
It talks about David after he had counted the fighting men
就心中自责
In his heart he was conscience stricken
哦这个说到大卫实在是很有进步啊
It's talking about David truly had improved
你记得大卫以前跟别示巴那搞那些犯罪的时候
You remember David when he committed adultery with Bathsheba
他犯完罪他不晓得他错的呀
After he had sinned, he didn't realize that he was wrong.
一直要等到先知拿单去责备了他，他才知道他错。
All the way until the prophet Nathan came to tell him that before he realized that he was wrong.
而现在
But now,
大卫自己知道他得罪了耶和华。
David himself realized that he has sinned against the Lord Jehovah.
他就祷告耶和华说
Then he prayed to the Lord Jehovah, he said,
我行这事大有罪了。
What I have done, I have sinned greatly.
耶和华，求你除掉仆人的罪孽。
O Lord Jehovah, I beg you to take away the guilt of your servant.
因我行的甚是愚昧。
Because I have done a very foolish thing.
大卫。
David.
认罪。
He confessed his sin.
悔改。
He repented.
请问各位。
Let me ask each and every one of you.
神会不会赦免他的罪
Will God forgive his sins?
当然会
Of course he will
因为我们所信的神
Because the God that we believe in
是一个满有恩典的神
Is a God who's full of grace
是满有怜悯的神
God full of mercy
但是这里有一个很特别的地方
But here there is a special area
就是当你读第十三节的时候
That is when you read verse 13
十三节那里啊
In verse 13,
神借着加德告诉大卫
God told David through Gad,
你要揣摩思想
You need to think,
揣摩思想。
You have to think, reflect and think.
这个词啊
This a few words, these words.
它强调神借着先知叫大卫好好的想清楚。
And God through Gad the prophet to ask David to think it over well.
他叫大卫想什么？
What does he want David to think over?
他要大卫想这三个刑罚里面要选哪一个
？And he want David to think of the three punishments and to choose one.
神为什么叫大卫想
？Why does God want David to choose?
神要大卫想一想。
God want David to think about it.
罪的后果是多么的可怕
！How terrible it is for the consequence of sins.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.